Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. I will speak briefly. Firstly, I would like to thank you, sir, for the inclusive and open way in which you have conducted the work of this session and for the excellent organization of our work. The topics included in the program of work, the synthesis document, and the summary that you gave us this morning. This outstanding organization has allowed us to have a detailed discussion of the important matters before us. My delegation would also like to thank the distinguished speakers who, with their expertise, their knowledge, and experience, fed so much into our deliberations, and a particular greeting to the Undersecretary for Disarmament Affairs, who encourages delegations, urging us to work in a spirit of confidence towards consensus in these important matters to the world. My delegation would also like to commend the active participation of all delegations of international organizations, and particularly civil society. For the first time in this headquarters of the United Nations, they have been involved in this way in discussing nuclear disarmament. This has been very valuable and demonstrates the interest and just how pressing it is to make progress. I won't repeat the positions that Ecuador has already outlined during this session, during the different discussions, which will have been noted and which are contained in working documents submitted by OPANAL, CELAC, and by the members of weapons-free zones, and all of which have endorsed the humanitarian dimension. We have every confidence, sir, that you will, in your final report, include in a fair, inclusive, and transparent manner all proposals and positions expressed by delegations. We agree with other delegations that, that being the case, there will be no difficulty in adopting the final report by consensus. These recommendations should take into account, in particular, the moral imperative and the pressing need that all have expressed for the taking of politically binding measures that lead us to a world without nuclear weapons through a ban and their total elimination. I believe that the recommendations contained in the working documents move towards this objective. And lastly, Mr. Chairman, Ecuador fully supports you in your work and offers you our fullest collaboration in order to ensure successful outcomes in meeting your lofty responsibilities, and that we will be able to adopt by consensus the report of the working group.